We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. If you've ever driven on Calhoun Road in Brookfield, you might have seen a low-slung building on the west side of the road between North Avenue and Capitol Drive. But the chances are good you've overlooked it. And even if you did notice it, you'd probably have no idea that it's a manufacturing facility for a company that supplies the horse industry worldwide. Today, Governor Scott Walker is expected to be one of the people on hand as the company, Walsh Products, marks its 100th anniversary. Walsh makes high-end equipment for equestrian riders, harness racing, and other parts of the horse industry. It originally opened in downtown Milwaukee when the city had a thriving leather tannery industry, but it has long outlived that part of the local economy. Lake Effect's Mitch Teich traveled to Brookfield recently, and many of the company's leaders took a break from their hands-on work to give him a look at everything that goes on in that unassuming building.
My name is Paul Treiber. I am the owner with my wife, Thea Treiber, of the Walsh Company. We bought the Walsh Company about 13 years ago, and we're very proud of our heritage, and we're very proud of making products in the USA, especially in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Kevin Melezova, I'm the CFO, COO.
Okay.
So I kind of handle the day-to-day operations, basically.
My name is James Browning, and I'm a production manager here. I moved up from Kentucky 3 years ago to help them out. Been doing this for 30 years now.
So what room are we in right now?
This is the shipping department, and this is pretty much the focus of the entire building. Everything comes to this point and ships out to all of our dealers across the world.
And so and we're looking around, and you've got everything from what looks like jackets to...
We do. We have disciplines in the equestrian world. We do a hunter jumper market. We do a show horse market. The bread and butter of our business is the standard bread market with the racehorses. We manufacture halters, you name it. If it goes on a horse, we pretty much make it, with one exception. We don't make saddles. It's the first question everybody asks. Do you make saddles? We do not. There's a lot of other saddle manufacturers that have been outstanding, and we don't need to compete there.
Some of the products you mentioned right here, we also bring in products from Europe, really high-quality products like Walsh. And we have rain suits for jockeys and for show jumping and other disciplines of riding. We also bring in from Italy hunter jumper or jumping boots, race boots from Italy, racing tack. And
from Ireland, we bring in Botanica, which is a topical treatment for skin conditions for animals and humans.
So we're very, very picky, and we kind of cherry-pick the best products out in the marketplace when we travel to Europe.
Walsh is the best of the best, and therefore we will only represent the best of the best.
I'd like to introduce Lindsay Weber.
I am actually sales support, so I help with Susan and then all the rest of our sales reps and then our dealers as well, and I do all of our marketing and advertising. So my favorite part is getting to interact with our sponsored riders, find out what is working for them, what products we can do better on, any new products that they want to bring on, and then help promote those.
Well, and this is radio, so people can't see this, but you're the one person in this room right now that is wearing riding gear.
That is correct. I could sleep in my breeches and tall boots, but I'm a rider myself. I have a show jumper. I've been competing since I was four. I'm much older than that now. But it's great. I love eat, sleep, and breathe Walsh and the equestrianism, I guess you could say. I pretty much should have Walsh tattooed on my chest.
That would be weird.
So
probably not suitable for family radio.
While we're talking about Walsh and products like belts and bracelets, here is Hunter, our yellow lab, who comes to the office almost every day, and he is wearing a Walsh dog collar. We just got into the pet market about 8 months ago to a year ago, and that is something new that Walsh is entering on a private label basis and will be selling through our dealers and tack stores.
One of the things that we do, we manufacture thousands of halters in the course of a week, and all of our customers have the opportunity to personalize those with an engraved nameplate right here. We make the nameplates, we send it out to our dealers, and just another added touch that Walsh offers to our customers.
And so this is the machine that does it.
This is.
Explain for people who really don't have a sense for the gear that goes into riding what the significance of this is.
What Lindsay was speaking to was really our equestrian market. These are really towards our standard bred market. So if anybody is very into racing. This is the cart racing. This isn't the jockeys. That would be more the thoroughbred. So these are the harnesses that are going to go on your horse. This will click into the cart that they are then sitting in, and down the track they go. So this sits on top of the horse's withers. It then has what's called a girth that attaches it, so it's a round circle then, and the bridle is going to go into the horse's mouth and on its head. You're going to have the reins that are going to help that driver steer and slow down at some point, and that's what the saddle is. So it's definitely a different beast than the typical leather saddle that you would consider sitting and riding in.
It's probably the most important piece of the harness, and that's why we use, again, only stainless steel hardware. We've got the best saddle in the market, and it's the most reliable one out there.
Well, and I see in the tag, it says, I can't believe it's not leather, and I was just about to ask you something about sourcing your leather, but this is not leather.
It's interesting. We actually use quite a few different products here. Oftentimes you think horse products and you do think leather, something that we are extremely proud of. All of the hides of leather that we do use are from the United States. However, there's a product that we use that is called a plastic-coated nylon, a biathane material, and it's exactly that. It's a plastic-coated nylon, and what makes it wonderful is that when you're on the tracks and the horses are getting muddy and whatnot, all they have to do is hose it down, and they hang it back in their tack room, and it's done. So it's really taken off in about the last probably 40 years. It was introduced, and it's been a great hit, really, with the standard bred products and the thoroughbred products as well. It's catching on just a bit. So it's the ease of use is really what it's for. The shop is really split up in two separate sections. We just talked about the biathane and that plastic-coated material. It's a lighter material. It's easier to sew. Therefore, it's using not as heavy sewing machines. And the other side is really where we have all of our leather, where Jamie, that you've met, cuts all of the leather by hand. The sewing machines, they're skived. Everything is done on this side, set up again with the heavier, more industrial-size machines.
So tell me, what's going on in this room?
This is our manufacturing room. You see now we're getting the hides of leather in. That's how they start. Then we'll strip them to various sizes and skive them down, fold them to length. Then we stitch them on the heavy machines over here.
And this is, as I look around the room, this is not something that, at least at the quality that you're producing, you can automate.
No, it's not. It's a lot of hands-on crafting type stuff.
It takes about anywhere from probably 25 to 40 minutes for us to complete one halter. And that's in a batch of 20, 30, 50, some of our higher volume halters we do in batches of 50. So it is a lengthy process, and you know it's a lot of steps, and it's a lot of care, it's all handwork.
And how many people would touch it from the point it's a big sheet of leather to the point that it's a completed halter?
Probably four different people. We have a cutter, then a prepper, then the stitches, and then a trimmer, and then it's finished.
As the person that manages this whole process, what are the kinds of issues that crop up on a day-to-day basis?
Machine issues sometimes. These old machines will break down, and
one of the really unique things about our business is our machines that we use to sew the leather are really, really old. They're very limited edition. There's only a few hundred of them, we're told, that were ever made. So people try to duplicate our products, and they can't quite, you know, get it to match perfectly because they don't have the machines we have.
So, Cam, how long have you been at Walsh Company?
Since 1984.
Going on 30 years.
Yes.
We have some wonderful employees. We've got a lot of longevity with employees. We've got somebody who's been here for 35 years, somebody who's having their 30th anniversary this year, 29, 28. We have been extremely lucky with and you know what? We're a team. So that's the nice thing. They're really not our employees. We consider everybody as part of the Walsh team. And I think they're just great hard workers, and we've been extremely blessed to have them.
I like the Walsh, and people here are very nice, and the owner, and I enjoy working here. So So that's why I'm staying around.
This is Dave Zacharias. He is our production manager. Dave has been with the company for 35 years. So Dave has a ton of history from when the company was in downtown Milwaukee and when it moved out to Brookfield.
Let me ask, how much have things changed and how much have things not changed?
Well, for one thing, quality never changes. And if you have a good product with quality and you take pride in it, people will always come back. We have a lot of new product lines. We've had to adapt to the economies. You know, we had a bit of a recession back in the 80s, and we had to adapt to that. The employees that we have are, it's a changing, it's a international company. People from all over, Puerto Rico, South America, Southeast Asia, Europe.
We hear a lot about, you know, they talk about the skills gap and how companies have a difficult time finding skilled workers. Do you have any trouble finding the quality of workers that you need?
Typically, we could find people with sewing experience. The machines in our leather area pose a little bit different problem because there's nobody we're going to find who has experience on those machines. So luckily, we've been pretty lucky finding some guys that aren't afraid of them, for one thing, because they're a little scary. But if they've done any kind of sewing, they usually do pretty well on them.
Let me get back to the machines for a minute. And obviously, technology has come a long way in 100 years, and there are probably places that are capable of making all new sewing machines. What is it about these 100-year-old machines that makes them the right thing for the job?
These are harness stitchers, so they have an awl that comes down and pierces the leather, and the needle comes up through the bottom, like you're hand stitching, versus today's machines are a typical rotary machine. One needle goes down and locks the thread on the inside.
And really no need to go out and find a company to recreate something like this when it already exists?
Well, I don't think there's probably the demand to accommodate that in today's market.
You know, the world is a different place than it was 100 years ago when it comes to humans and how they treat animals. How does the way your equipment feels to the horse fit in with what you do, or does it?
Well, we and all of our new projects and the existing equipment's been around for so long, we care more about the animals as we are doing research and design on the products. Like I said, we work with some of the world-class riders, drivers, and trainers in all of our disciplines, and we will not make a product that would hurt a horse. We make a product that makes a horse happy. It's really, really important in our industry that people know us, for the quality, the safety, and that it makes the animal healthy, happy, and for the safety factor.
Your horse is going to perform better, hands down, if it's wearing something that's comfortable. So in the manufacturing of all of our products, we are keeping the horse first and foremost in mind, as well as the safety of the riders and drivers, because our products have to be comfortable for the horse, but also incredibly safe.
What makes a good day at Walsh for you?
I can absolutely 100% say that every day is a good day, because I walk in and every morning I am so proud of what we do. Giving people a tour of our shop gives me the chills. After 10 years, it still amazes me that it turns from a hide of leather into the beautiful quality that we manufacture. It's amazing that we do it right here in Brookfield.
Does anything keep you up at night?
You know, no, I don't. I think every day is going to be a challenge. That's one of the things that is part of business. But they're good challenges. And from that, we learn every day. We'll stumbling blocks, but every time we come out ahead. So, yeah, I think it's been awesome.
The biggest learning curve in this industry was taking an older company and bringing it into some newer sections where the company could grow. That's where we entered into the English show jumping market. Now we're heading into the pet market, and those were the challenges we had. The biggest challenge overall, though, was putting the right team together and having a team that really works together. And I try to involve everybody in the most, almost all the major decisions. Sometimes we don't all agree. A lot of times we disagree. But I think through that process, we make really good decisions. It's always fun to grow the business, but it is at times very challenging. But that's what makes it very special for me and Thea to come to work, and Kevin, Jamie, to come to work every day.
Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke produced our interview on Brookfield's Walsh Products, which makes equipment for equestrians, harness racers, and other parts of the horse and pet industry. The company marks its 100th anniversary this afternoon, and you can see pictures of their century-old leather stitching equipment at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And with the cart firmly behind the horse, I'm Bonnie North, thanking you again, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air comes your way next. Stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock.